All right. Thank you so much, Tara. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Absolutely. Am I speaking to Keith?
Yes, this is him.
Hey, Keith. How are you doing today? Happy Friday Eve.
Good. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. Man, this year's gone so fast. It's just like we got Thanksgiving coming up in a few weeks and then Christmas, and it's over.
Yeah, football season's already halfway over.
Right? It's crazy. Too bad my team's losing. They're just the Raiders. I don't think we're ever going to win.
I'm a Lions fan. It's possible.
Okay. That's funny. Oh, cool. So I know you're speaking to Tara. She does a really good job of explaining a little bit more of what we do here. And the name of the company is Thayer Residential. And then, so you're focusing a lot on drywall. So that's pretty cool. I actually, my dad owned a drywall painting company before he retired. And he sold the company. We were doing drywall and then also painting. So what we would do is we would, you know, patch up all the drywall, or if something had to get replaced, we'll replace it, and then we would take off the popcorn ceiling, wet the ceiling, take it off, scrape it off, and then do the texture, knock down texture, and then paint once it's dry. So it's a lot of work, and you got to know what you're doing. If not, you'll see all the defects, right, like behind the wall or the paint, you know. So
that's funny. That's how I grew up, except for my dad's company, it was just strictly painting.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. There you go. So, yeah, it's a lot of people don't understand, like, there's a lot of work that goes into it between the processes. Like, let's say, for example, if you're doing texture, you got to wait for it to dry, you know, and then from there you have to paint and then wait for that to dry. And then, like, if, depending on how many coats you do, it's like there's a whole process to go behind it that people really don't, you know, seem to understand until they, you know, they see the work. And it's a lot of work. So, well, that's cool.
Well, that's what sucks about, like, a small patch or whatever, you know. It's going to be expensive because you're going to have to go there, like, at least two or three times.
Exactly. Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into it, but I guess you're the drywall wizard, so that's what you put in the notes, they call you.
Yeah, awesome.
That's awesome. So, yeah, so what we do here is we're really focusing on getting your presence on Google. So here's the main key factor, is when people are looking for any services, we for the most part go to Google. I know it's a program on phones and tablets and computers, but we Google everything from directions to, you know, what's happening to the latest, you know, government thing or whatever the case is, right? We're Googling it. So, you know, that's what we're going to be able to do for your business is getting your company on Google. I don't see that you have a Google business profile. Do you have one that I'm missing by chance?
No, I don't. I haven't met with Google at all. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Not a problem. So, you know, that's something that we're going to be able to do for your business is get you on Google and get you what's called Google Verified or Google Business Profile Verified. So that's where the little red dot and your Google listing is located and so forth. So that's something that we're going to be able to do for your company. But that's just not the thing, right? The most important thing here is, you know, is making sure that your company's coming up for the keywords, right? Because having a Google business profile is just like having a billboard in the middle of the desert. If people are not able to find it by actually typing in the keywords, then it's something that, you know, it's going to be hard to find, right? Because there's no traffic going to it. So the most important thing is when people are typing in drywall repair, painting services, right? Any of those different services you offer, we'll make sure that we get those keywords typed in so people are finding you for those services. So, you know, let me just kind of give you an example. You know, there's if you're focusing in Knoxville, there's companies like Arita Drywall. You got a company called Knoxville Drywall Company Incorporated. You got Patches Drywall Repair and Improvement. You know, companies like the Patch Boys. That's funny. You got Cooper Drywall and Painting. LJ Professional Drywall, the Wakefield Corporation, Flawless Drywall Finishing. Anyways, those are just to give you examples of companies in Knoxville when you type in the keyword, you know, drywall services. And then that's just one keyword. So we're going to be able to program you for different keywords. And we're not just going to guess. We're actually going to make sure that when people are typing in, how people are typing in and searching for bill services in your area on Google. So we're Google partners, and we're able to really get you optimized the right way. I don't see a website for the business that I'm you don't have one. I see here in the notes you don't have one, right? Like a www dot Thayer Residential?
No, I just, right now, I have a Facebook page.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and Facebook is good too, so we'll get to the Facebook here. But one of the things that people love seeing, and I'm pretty sure that you have before and after pictures of work you've done.
Yep.
Right, okay, cool. So, you know, one of the things that people look at is you know, pictures. So when you have a website, and that's something that we're including today at no additional cost. So it was Veterans Day on Tuesday, and we have a Veterans Day special this whole week. The owner of the company is a veteran, so he really loves that holiday. So all of our packages are 50%, okay. And we waive a setup fee, a huge percentage of the setup fee. So that's something that we're going to be able to do. So with that setup fee, the website's included. So you'll have a www.thayerresidential.com, and you're going to be able to put pictures, videos of before and after work you've done. People are very visual, right? It's like a menu for a restaurant, right? I don't know if you've gone to a restaurant where they have like a billion different options. But then at the end of the day, like right. There's no pictures. You're like, what am I, should I try this or? You know, so that's what it would do. People love seeing the work that you do and some of the before and afters, and that's something that we can do for you. As far as a Facebook, you mentioned you have a Facebook listing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. So we are also Facebook, well, Meta Partners, right? But with Facebook, I don't know, have you ever ran Facebook targeting ads or retargeting ads by chance? Or just have
no,
a normal Facebook? Okay, cool. So with the Facebook retargeting ads, the way that would work is, I don't know if you've ever searched for stuff online, and then all of a sudden, that populates on your Facebook feed. Has that happened to you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, those are retargeting ads, and that's something that we also include in this campaign. So if people are looking for the type of work you do or your services on Google or any other platforms, they're going to be able to see an ad on Facebook as well. So that's pretty scary stuff. Like, even if you're talking to someone about it, it'll generate an ad. It's crazy. So that's something that also do for our clients.
Had that happen before, too.
Yeah, right? It's like, wait, what's going on? But, you know, the thing is that your phones and Amazon Alexa and all these different platforms pick up on those. So, you know, that's why they're able to retarget an ad, which is genius. But that's something that we include in our packages. And then we'll also put you on Yelp. I see you have a Yelp listing, but we'll get it programmed in. I don't know if you knew this, but Yelp is now programmed in with Apple Maps. So when you look for stuff on Apple Maps on the iPhone, then the Yelp listing with the reviews and everything will populate there. And then the last thing we would also do for your business is get you on Bing, which is, believe it or not, it's still another search engine that people still use because it's programmed for Microsoft, right? So, you know, Google is the biggest one that people use for the most part, but you know, you got a couple, people that use Bing, right? So just like some people use Yelp versus Google. So we want to really make sure we cover all your important platforms out there, you know, not just Google. So that way you have the best results, right? You know, we're not just going to, like, hey, just put you on Google. We want to make sure you capture the clients as much as possible in other platforms. We don't do any of the Instagram or the TikToks. We know you're not an influencer or like a dance person, right? You're a home business so most people that go on TikTok just, you know, that's really successful with those dance moves and all that. But with this, Facebook is a better option because you have an older crowd that actually owns homes for the most part. You know what I mean? Like, not a lot of the newer crowd or the older people that own homes really have an Instagram. They just really focus on Facebook for family and so forth. So that's definitely going to be a good option for you. Okay, I have a few questions. Is the company licensed and insured currently or not yet?
Yes.
Oh, cool. You have your insurance?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then for licensing, like, do you have like a general contractor license? Or I don't think for your line of work, like, because you're pretty much doing like handyman work. You're not doing any major construction, right? Like,
yeah, I might not be licensed.
Okay, that's fine.
What I heard, I don't really need it.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you're doing handyman work, you know, then that's something that it's not required in that service area. So that's fine. Yeah, so there's two different options that we have available, right? Two different packages. We do have what's called, it's Google Verified. It's called Google Guaranteed. And if you're doing like handyman work, you know, something like this for the Google Guaranteed, they do a couple things. They do a background check to make sure there's nothing in your background, like, you know, armed robberies or murder or kidnapping or anything. I don't know if you have any of that on your background.
No, I haven't been caught for anything at least.
Okay. Okay, well, there you go. That's a good answer. Well, yeah, so they do a background check to make sure you're good, and then you're legal in the country, so that's good, right? They don't want any...
I just had to do one with Angie's List, so...
Okay, cool. There you go. So, yeah, Google does the same thing for their type of program. So that's one program. It's called the Google Guaranteed. And then for handyman, like, let's just under that kind of general search. Give me one second. I'm going into Google's back office right now to see what the requirements is for, like, at licensing. I know it's not a requirement, but I know that insurance, I think they have a minimum amount. So I'll tell you exactly what that is for that program in there. And then the zip code is 37766, correct?
Correct.
Okay, cool. So let's see what they do. Handyman, we'll put that, and we'll put that zip code. Okay, so the back office, as Google says, all right, it says, yeah, no license required at all whatsoever, and then it says a minimum of $250 in general liability. I don't know if you have $250,000 in general liability for the business.
I'd have to take a look at it.
Okay, no worries. So that's the requirement for that. For the other program, is everything I mentioned, but it doesn't. It's not like a pay per lead service. It's more of a flat rate. So the other program is $398 to start. There's a $99 setup fee. So usually the setup fee is $299, and our programs are $599. So you're close to paying $900. Since we have the Veterans Day special, we have 50%. So it's $299 plus the $99 setup fee, which brings it to $398 for your first payment, and then it's $299 every month after that. So that cost would stay locked in. Like, it's not going to go back to the full, you know, $6 or $5.99 after that. It stays locked in. So that'll get your website going, get your Google Business Profile up and running, get your Facebook retargeting ads, get you on Apple Maps. We'll program your Yelp, and then it'll get you on Beam. So what you're doing here, essentially, is getting your company programmed on Google as a sole entity, right? So that's what it would do for you in the long run. So I know that right now I think you're using a couple other platforms, but, you know, the thing about those is that if you were to cancel their services, you would, you know, you would get those reviews. They would keep those reviews, unfortunately, right? When it comes to Google, having your company on Google, you're the owner of your Google Business Profile. We just manage it and optimize it. You know what I mean? So in this case, you would be able to really get your company up there as a sole entity, and it's like, you know, you would be the owner of it. So nothing goes away. Everything will stay intact. And that's
okay.
What people
how
do.
Much,
yeah, so
how
to,
much
to
you
start,
said it was monthly?
Yeah, so it's $299 monthly. Today would be $398 because we do have that $99 programming fee. And it'll stay at $299 after that. So it's $398 to start and $299 every month after that. And it's, once again, it's a month service. And there's no lead fees, no hidden lead charges or any of that, right? That's what it is. And that would include everything else. And we only have that promotion for today and I think half day tomorrow with the Veterans Day special. So usually you would be paying $599, which is like, you know, 50% of what I just mentioned, and then the setup fee will go back to $299. So,
okay.
You know, definitely it's a better deal. Mm-hmm.
Then do I have to sign up for like at least a year, or how does that work?
Oh, no. We don't want to hold you hostage. You don't have to marry us, Keith. So the minimum, yeah. So, no, I look, at the end of the day, we as a Google partner, Keith, we got to make sure it works for you. So you don't have to, you know, sign the contract in blood or any of that. Like, we want to make sure this works for you. All we're asking is for a minimum of a 3-month verbal agreement, like to stick it out for 3 months to see how this is going to work. You can cancel at any time though, right? Like there's no contract that you have to sign. I know that other platforms they have like a contract that you have to sign. No, all we ask is for 3 months to give us enough time to get your Google Business Profile, to get your everything running. You know, obviously it's going to take faster than that, but we just ask for that time frame so you can see the results. You see what I mean? Yeah, but there's no contracts. You can cancel your program, obviously, if it's not working, but here's the thing, you know, let's just, if we're being honest with each other, like, we use Google all day, right? So, other companies are seeing so much success with just being on Google. I mean, you Google everything, right? Whether it's like the government shutdown or whatever, you know? So, or even sports, you know, we Google stuff that, you know, if you don't have like the sports app. So you Google everything for the most part. So being on Google is definitely the biggest form of advertisement. And that's where your company will always be successful in, because once you're ranking on the first page of Google, we make their decisions based on the first page, right, Keith? Like, I don't go to the second or third pages. I think it's a waste of time. I look at, you know, reviews, you know, and then having a review call you the drywall wizard, that's pretty cool. So all the reviews you have on Angie, I think it's the platform. Then you can have those reviews coming over to your Google business profile. And that's another thing that I suggest too, is once we get you verified on Google, is you can even have friends and family leave reviews. So the more reviews you have on Google, the better it's going to be, because people love seeing those 5-star reviews. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a client, yeah.
That drywall wizard, that's my buddy, the dude that commented that.
There you go. I mean, look,
I did a bunch of work for him, so.
Perfect. You know, and that's the thing. It could be friends and family. Like, Google's not going to go on there, Keith, and they're gonna say, oh, well, this guy's not a, you know, he's not a customer. No, we can't have, no, they don't do that. I mean, you can have your friends, family, even if you've done small project for them or not, they could just leave your review on Google, and that just skyrockets your ranking. I mean, trust me. A lot of people don't think that,
right.
that's a major key factor, but that does. And the better reviews you have, the more reviews you have, the better success you're going to have online. You know, it's like a restaurant. You know, if you go to a restaurant and you look online on Google and they have like 2 stars, would you want to go to that restaurant?
Yeah, exactly.
Not really, right? You're like, oh, well, no, I don't think I want to go to that restaurant. But, you know, if you go on to, you know, a restaurant and they have like, you know, 4-star, 5-star reviews, you're like, wow, okay. Like, if everybody's saying good things about the restaurant, that means that it's a good restaurant to go to. So why not try it? Same thing with,
yeah, my
with,
wife
you know,
that stuff all the time.
Exactly. I mean, we base our decisions based upon those types of searches, and that's something that we're going to be able to do for your, you know, for your business is getting those reviews that you want, and that way you obviously see success. And then a website too. One of the things that I do is, once again, I'm a visual guy, so I love to see before and after pictures. And if you have a www.thayresidential.com, then you're going to be able to see the type of work you do. Matter of fact, are you able to receive the text messages on your phone right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me send you an example, and you could put me on speaker and kind of pull it up. But I want to send you an example of the website that we can have for your business. It's just, this is an example, right? Obviously, it's not going to be like how your website's going to look, but it's just to give you an example of how it can look. So I'll send that to you right now. And just the website, if you were to go through like GoDaddy, I'm pretty sure you heard of GoDaddy, right? Like that company, the big company.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. If you were to go to GoDaddy or even Wix, which is another website company, you know, for a basic website, like they charge, I think, $500 minimum. So we're including that website with the setup fee of $99. So that's what we usually charge, $299 for the setup fee for. But for this week, since we're doing the Veterans Day, we'll be able to do that for just the $99 for setting up the website. So that's an example of the website. And then that website, they can schedule, people can leave a review directly from the website. You have your gallery, your services, right? You know, if it's painting, you can also include the drywall services and so forth. So you can also upload YouTube videos or like videos that you have as well in the gallery. So not just, it's only limited to pictures, but you can put videos as well.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, so it's not bad at all. It's definitely and then the services, you scroll down and you see interior, exterior painting, you know, drywall, repairs, you know, any of these different services. This is just an example. As you can see, this list is like huge, right? But you can obviously, it's getting customized to what you wanted to show. And once again, your domain is going to be www.thayresidential.com. That would be the domain of your website.
Okay.
Yeah. So is that $398 and $299? Is that something you want to move forward with and get started for your business?
So, it would be what, $398 today?
Yeah, it would be $398 today, right? And we'll lock in that rate. And next month, it'll be $299. So the good thing about the Veterans Day or any holiday specials that we have, you get that rate locked in. So it's not going to go back to matter of fact, here, let me send you this real quick. I want to send you our original pricing. So don't get scared, man. It's because it's more expensive, as you can see. Hold on. I'm going to send you that right now. So I sent that to you in your text message. So if you open up our pricing page originally, don't get discouraged there. If you go to the bottom, if you look at the VIP package, our pricing, as you can see, it's up there, right? This one's $299 setup fee, and it's $1,098. That package includes the Google Ads. In this case, we're not having the Google Ads because they do need a license and insurance to run those. So right now we're just starting with just basic Google, and then later on you can upgrade to the Google Ads for the VIP package. But that package, you know, with the Google Ads and everything would be $1,098. And then the setup fee is usually $299 if you go through our website.
Okay.
Yeah, so $398, $299, like you're pretty much paying only like the like setup fee, like in just the premium of the package, right? So you're definitely getting a good deal. It includes everything there that you see in the VIP package. The only thing in the Google Ads, they don't. But that's something that you can always upgrade in the future, you know, later down the road.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just want to verify a couple of things for the business.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you'll love it. Once you get on Google and once you start seeing the results, you're going to, you know, you're not going to need any other platform just because, once again, it definitely just it'll pay for itself, you know. It's not going to be a bill that's just going to be there. You know, you'll actually see the results that are coming in, you know. So, and then also one of the things that you can also do is we have our own app. So we're one of the very few companies and Google partners that actually has an application. So it's called Local Splash App, and you can download it on your iPhone and Android. And with that app, you can also see the success that's happening with your campaign. So it's like a mini CRM. It's so cool. You'll be able to see the calls. If you quoted someone, the call will be recorded, and you can play the recording. If you forgot what you quoted him or when the appointment was scheduled, like it's such an awesome tool to have. So that's a good thing that we include as well in our packages with this. So we're going to have to verify you through Google. I just want to make sure we have your company correct on online. The business address, right, is 131 Terra Lane. Is it Lafayette? Fayette? Is that how you pronounce it?
LaFollette.
LaFollette, okay. There's no why. Why was I saying Lafayette? Like if there's a why. Okay. And then the company, there's no like, you just want it to be listed as stay or residential. You don't want to have like, there's no LLC behind it, right? Just want to confirm.
There is LLC behind it.
Oh, there's not, right? Okay.
There is.
Oh, there is. Okay, but do you want to add the LLC like online, or do you just want to keep it as stay or residential?
Yeah, just stay residential would be fine.
Okay, cool. So I figured. And then so I do see a couple things that that we're going to be able to do for the business, but I don't see an email. Do you have an email for the business or an email or personal email for you as well?
Yeah, it would just be a personal email.
Okay. What is your email?
KC.
Mm-hmm.
Thayer25@gmail.com.
Thayer25@gmail.com. See? You're even using Google for your email. Okay. All right. We got that. Yep. It got it as verified. So cool. We have a Google system that when we enter it, it just verifies the information. And then, so, Keith, what is your last name? Is it Thayer or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go. Makes sense. All right. And then so I just have a few questions just to make sure we get you listed on Google properly and how you want as well. Like as far as the hours of the business, like when would you like people to call you and show on your Google listing?
I guess I would say like 6 a.m. to like 10 p.m.
Smart man. You know, a lot of people put like 8 to like 3 or score two. I'm like, what? But that, if that's what they wanted, that's fine. You know, they just missed a couple opportunities, because if I see someone that's only taking calls from that time, I'm going to call, and I get off of work at 5. Like, you see what I mean? So I think that's a very smart move. You know, not many people call you at 10 a.m. or 10 p.m., but, you know, that's just an option. And is that Monday through Friday, Saturday, or Monday through Sunday, the whole 7 days?
Yeah, I would just do all 7 days.
Nice. Okay, great. And then are you only focusing on residential, no commercial, right? Just want to confirm.
I could do commercial, I guess.
Okay. So
if it's the right opportunity.
Yeah, okay. So we'll do if it's the right opportunity. Yeah, because I know that, you know, some people have, like, small businesses that, you know, they need to update with drywall and they need a, you know, painting or whatever, you know, small commercial. You know, I don't think you want to take on big, huge, like, building projects, but for right now it's like getting a couple commercial jobs. Okay. Drywall and painting. So are you also doing texture and stuff like that? What other things are you want to focus on besides drywall and then painting? What else do you think would be good keywords on there?
Well, I do decks.
Oh, okay, cool. Decks?
Mm-hmm. I do light framing.
Okay, light framing. Okay.
Like a wall, or like a separating wall or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Frame wall. Okay, cool. Alright, we'll put you on this. Uh-huh.
Doors, windows.
Okay, doors and windows.
And then roofing and siding.
Okay, gotcha. Roofing and siding. Okay, cool. Are you doing like that?
And then also, I can, yeah. I have before. And also flooring.
Nice, okay. Flooring services. Oh, you pretty much can cover for the most part everything, huh, when it comes to interior work and stuff and a couple. Okay. That's really good. Yeah, so we're going to be able to program those keywords, and when people are typing in those keywords, we'll make sure that you're populating on that first page. And then, you know, from where you're located, La Follette, how far are you willing to travel for new clients, would you say?
Probably like an hour and a half, but...
Oh, wow. Okay. So how about we put a 50-mile radius for right now? You can always expand it later if you like. But we'll make sure we'll target the cities that are most profitable around as well.
Well, 100 miles is fine because we're actually going to be moving here before too long.
Okay. No worries.
So if I get a job that's a ways away, we might be moving close to there anyway. So.
Okay. That's no problem. Okay, and then also you mentioned – okay, so your Facebook – do you have a business page or a Facebook just a personal profile? What or do you have one exclusively for the business?
It's a business page.
Okay, great. I just wanted to confirm. All right, let me see if I can pull it up. It's just Thayer Residential as well, right?
Yep. Yeah, okay. I should pull up pretty easy.
Okay, let me I'll pull it up and then – okay, cool. Yeah, your number shows up for something else. The two for the money basketball tournament?
Oh, yeah. That was something that we did a long time ago.
Okay, cool. All right. Okay, got it. That's cool. You like
are you
basketball?
Guys, you're not able to delete that, are you? From your end?
Well, here's the thing. That's not coming up under your business profile. So this is information that's coming up with your phone number. So it's really not So people will not really, that's really the only way that comes up with that. So there's no really, like I did a deep dive right now on it, and that's because I have access for deep dive on Google, but it's not like, people won't really see that online.
Okay. Yeah, I tried to delete it and I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
I keep getting notifications for it, and I'm like, want to be done with this thing.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'll talk to one of my technicians. We should be able to disable it. Yeah, that's yeah.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because then you know it's not really it's any of the business, so it, you know we'll make sure it keeps away from the business. All right, we got that. And then I just wanted to ask you a few other questions here. As far as the website, like is the logo that you have there with the little hammer in the house, is that the logo that you want for your website as well, right?
It should be fine. I haven't really put a whole lot of time and effort into it, but.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't look bad at all. I mean, you know, it's pretty simple and I don't know. So, but you know, when we're building a website, which you can also ask our technician, if you like, we it's included with the service. We'll help you create a logo if you want to change it up.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
So
yeah,
something
cool.
Similar,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's just the one that's like a picture of my shirt, right?
I'm seeing this on, yeah, I see that. Yeah, it's a Thayer Residential. And then it has a little hammer with a little red roof.
Oh, you must be looking at the one for Angie's List.
Yeah, that's the one I'm seeing. Is that it, or do you have a different one? Or the one on Facebook you're talking
about? That's the one that I created through ChatGPT.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that one's fine. It's pretty basic, but...
Okay, cool. And once again, once you talk to the technician, you know, they can always help you rearrange it if you like. I mean, they actually have experience with logo creation and so forth, because we're going to build a website for you. So, you know, it's up to you. You could talk to them about it, and they'll be able to give you ideas, suggestions. And if not, you can always keep it the same, right? So, no worries
awesome.
On that, okay? Yeah, that's really cool, the option that you have. And then, so we pretty much got everything here as far as what we need. And then one of the things I did want to ask you is, for your website, do you take any type of payments through, like, PayPal or Zelle or any of that, or is it just, like, credit cards or like, cash, checks?
Yeah, I haven't done anything like that yet.
Okay. So just, like, cash and checks, I would say, or just cash?
Yep. Yeah, for right now.
Okay. Got it. No worries. We can always update that at any time as well, if you like. Okay. So we're going to have what's called an onboarding call, and this is with one of our technicians. This is just to cross the T's and dot the I's. With the technician is basically verifying all the information so we can get you properly verified on Google and your website and all that good stuff, right? So I have availability. Give me 1 second. What do you think works for you best? Do you think mornings, afternoons, evenings? So tomorrow I have a schedule, just so you know, from like 9 a.m. all the way until 5 p.m. An open call.
Okay, probably 9 a.m. would work.
9 a.m. would work? Okay, cool. So I'll put you down for 9 a.m. and then you're going to get a calendar invite for that. As well. So I'm sending it to the KC there at 25@gmail.com. So I'm sending that right now. And then I got that there. And you're not bilingual by chance, right? No? Nope.
You said bilingual?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, cool. They ask us there on the profile, so I just want to confirm. Okay, no worries. Got that there. Local/FCI.
I'm on Duolingo, though, so maybe soon.
you got the jokes, man. That's good. It's always good to talk to someone that is very that has a good personality. And that's good with business, too, Keith. I mean, one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is that being a business owner is not just about getting the work done, but it's how you're interacting with your clients. Man, you know how much success that comes with it, you know, just being able to deal with them and talk to them and make them feel comfortable, because at the end of the day, what you're doing is you're selling yourself, right? And then you sell the service. And that's what it is. So having a good personality with clients, I mean, that's going to go a long way. I've been here for 7 years, and a lot of people that I talk to are just like, just very boring, very monotone. My goodness gracious. Like, I wouldn't want someone to come and, you know, do a job for me and just be like, you know, I get it. It's just a job that they're doing, which what matters. But at the end of the day, I want to be able to deal with someone that's going to be, you know, more lively. You know, you see what I mean? That's super, super important.
Yeah, it seems like most of the customers I've dealt with, too, just love talking, so.
Yeah, and that's good. And that's good because then, so here's the thing. You build a good rapport with them. You build a good, you know, established, like, relationship with them. And then they're going to refer you. And then once you get once they refer you, and then check this out, a lot of those referrals that you're going to get from these clients that you have, they're gonna want to check you online because that's the number one thing that we do as just consumers, right? So now that you're gonna have your Google Business Profile, your website, everything in place, like, oh, not only is he awesome to talk to, but look at the work that he's doing. Like, he's actually invested in his business, right?
Right.
And that goes a long way because then that seals the deal. But if you're a good talker and then they're gonna have a little uncertainty because you don't have really an online presence. I mean, you have your Facebook and everything, but there's nothing that you really have established. And then some people, you might miss out on those opportunities. So now that you're going to have this and you're going to have, you know, just you talking to your clients, it's just going to be a no-brainer to contact you and do business with you. And that's where this really comes in, you know, along with someone like you that has a good personality. So it's going to be a win-win there. And that's great. Because I talk to people that are just so boring to talk to, and they're just like, man, if you're kind of, like, rude or something, then how do you think your clients are going to want to react to you? So a lot of people lose a lot of business because of that. So it's crazy how that works. Okay, cool. So I got everything set up. I sent you a client onboarding call for tomorrow. I don't know if you got that through email.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay,
10:30 it says, or 10 to 10:30.
Goodness gracious. Was it 10:30? Okay, can you do 10:30?
10:30.
Yeah, is that time okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool. That's what they had available, so I do apologize for that. Okay, cool. So we got that there. All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to read what's called a voice verification to let you know what, you know, the outline of this is. But in order to secure the payment of $398, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
Oh, the only thing with that is I have to deposit some money in my business account.
Okay.
So is there any way I could do that, like, tomorrow during that call or something?
Okay. Yeah, so in order for us to secure the onboarding call with our technician, we would have to process payment. What you can do is you can use, if you like, you could use a personal card, and you can always swap it out anytime you want. That's not an issue. You could use any credit card, Visa, MasterCard, American Express. What you're also going to do is you're going to receive your invoice as well, and then we're going to read a voice verification that's by law through Google, verifying that we're a month-to-month service and so forth. But yeah, in order for us to really get that client onboarding call with the technician tomorrow, we do have to secure the listing.
Would you be able to call back at like 4?
At 4 p.m.?
Yes.
Leave me one second. Yeah, let me check the schedule real quick.
Like today?
Yeah, give me one second. Let me Okay. Okay. Looking at my calendar real quick. Okay. Yeah, I definitely should be able to call you back at 4. Is it that you don't have funds available in the account? Is that what it is?
Yeah, not on the business account.
Gotcha. Okay. I mean, would you want to use a personal one and then swap it out to the business? I don't know what your thoughts are there. We can always change it to the business later on.
Yeah, I'd prefer to leave it all on the business account.
All in the business account. Gotcha. Okay. All right. So I can definitely call you back at 4. So I just want to just kind of verify, Keith, is this something you feel like you want to do for the business? I don't want to, you know, call you back and have you not answer and just, like, not, you know. I just want to make sure there's something you feel like you want to really do for your company.
Yeah, no, it sounds good. Makes me a little bit nervous, but, you know, that's like one of my biggest things right now is just, you know, I'm really slow, so I need to get my name out there and,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, most definitely.
And if it's after 3 months, it's something I don't like, then, you know, no big deal.
Yeah, and here's the thing.
Definitely.
You know, as far as the nervousness from it, so, like, you know, one of the things I wanted you to check was, you know, our Google partnership badge. So I don't know if you got that text message that I just sent you right now. Did you get it by chance? Okay. So if you open up that text message there, that's going to take you directly to Google's website. So that in itself, it's letting you know that we're Google partners. So, you know, I think what it is success on the internet is doing business with the right company. And, you know, it's not like we're going to, you know, charge you and just not do anything. Like, we definitely have to go move forward with your campaign or else we lose our licensing or our business partnership with Google. And that's, you know, we've been in business for 20 years, so we really don't want to lose any of that, you know, our credentials that we worked hard for. So, you know, as far as, you know, getting this done and seeing results from this, it'll work. You just got to give us an opportunity to do that. So all I would need is just 1% of your trust and, you know, we'll earn the 99 just by showing the results. And the best thing about it is that you're going to have your tracking reporting system, which, here, by the way, I'll send you a text message on that. You're going to be able to track your success. So it's not like we're going to, you know, just wish you the best of luck. Hey, we'll put you on Google and then see what happens next month. And we'll see, you know, how things go. We want to make sure you track your success. So that's why we have our Splash app, local Splash Call app, and then we have our dashboard that you can log in from a computer.
I already downloaded the app.
Oh, okay, cool. There you go. So with something like this, I know for a fact it'll definitely pay for itself. You know, I know it's, in investing in the company, it can be a little scary, but, you know, the way that I look at it, it's an investment. It's not like consumption. So, like, if you're going to the movies or you're going to the dinner or to a bar or whatever, that's more consuming. If you're investing in your business, whether it's tools, materials, whether it's, you know, even a work truck or even advertisement, it's something that, you know, it's definitely going to bring you a profit, a return on investment. So, you know, I know that it will definitely work out for you. You just got to give it a shot. And because you mentioned that you're a little scared about, like, doing something like this, right? Or not scared, but more like, you know, concerned, I guess, right?
Well, uneasy, I guess. Yeah, but no, I'm not too worried about it. It's something that I've already heard about anyway and something I've been interested in. And
yeah.
So anyway, I didn't really know how to go about it, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you, once again, you know, the most important thing is making sure you're doing business with a Google partner, and that's the most important thing, right? So once again, we're not asking for a year contract. We want you to give us a 3-month verbal agreement to make sure this is working out for you. And then from there, obviously, it's just going to be smooth sailing. It's something that's going to pay for itself and you don't have to really worry about, right? At the end of the day, it's like it's not going to be another bill. It's going to be something that's generating income, and it's especially when you get those bigger jobs and that we're going to get you programmed for, then that's going to be a no-brainer. So, yeah, I mean, as far as the payment, you know, it's a $398, and that's a very it's a secure system that we have, and that's why we send you, as soon as the payment goes through, we send you immediate invoice and welcome emails and everything, so that way you have everything in front, and then we read a voice verification to outline the service agreement of what we have to say as far as our, you know, our agreement with you. So it's definitely 100% secure. So I don't know how you want to proceed. You said you wanted a call back at 4?
Yeah, give me a call then, and then I'll have all that money moved over and everything, and then we can lock it in, so.
Got it. Okay, sounds good. So I'll give you a call back at 4 today, and then we'll go from there. So I pretty much – what I'm going to do right now is I have to cancel the client onboarding call. I'll put it on a hold so that way nobody else takes the position. And then when I call you at 2, all we need to do is just do the payment voice certification, and then we're done with that. That's pretty much the last steps. But I just wanted to make sure that this is something that you really wanted to do. That way I'm able to hold a spot for you. You know, that's just
yeah.
Just wanted to, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not I'm not trying to put you off. If I wasn't interested, I would just tell you that.
I appreciate that, man. I love honesty, and I like to just to be straightforward with my clients. So that way, there's no gray areas. Like, you know exactly what you're getting. You know exactly what we're going to be able to do for you, and that way you feel comfortable doing something like this. And I know that once you see yourself on Google and see the results, you're going to be like, man, I should have done this a while back. But you know, for the cost and the savings you'll get this week, it's going to definitely make sure it gives you what you need, and you don't have to pay full price for it. That's the benefit for this week. If you were to do it next week or any other time that's not like a holiday, you would be paying the full amount, which sucks. I could see right. How $600 for this would be like, oh man, $600, it can get a little expensive. But yeah, the $299 is something that you're looking at $10 a day for the most part, you know, if you're looking at it that way.
And
right?
Then,
like, mm-hmm.
And then if I want to cancel after 3 months, there's no fees or anything?
No, absolutely not. No, there's no.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're going to get that in writing as well. Like, you're going to get that in writing. We asked for a 3 month verbal agreement to see how this is working out, to give us enough time to really get your results. Basically, it's just the programming on Google that takes the longest. Your website will be done, very shortly. Your Facebook ads, everything else will be done. The thing that takes the longest, as you can imagine, is programming every single keyword into the algorithm of Google, so that way you're coming up for those keywords in the area, right? That's the thing that takes the longest. But you'll definitely see results. So there's no long-term contract or anything that you have to sign. None of that. We don't do that. And that's through our guidelines.
Okay.
It's our company policy. Okay.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, it all sounds good. So.
Okay, I'll call you at 4, and then we'll get the payment and we'll get things going, okay?
All right, sounds good. I'll talk to you then.
Okay, thank you, Keith. Appreciate your time. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.